USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol say they have made their biggest fentanyl bust ever at the southern border. Speaking today in Arizona, Nogales Port Director Michael Humphreys describes how the officers discovered the illicit drugs.
During the physical search, CBP officers discovered a non-factory compartment built under the trailer's floor, revealing numerous packages.
The United States and China are continuing their negotiations regarding a trade deal. At the White House on Thursday, President Trump says we have a great relationship with China.
The relationship is very, very good between China and the United States, and the personal relationships are very good with the Vice Premier, with myself and President Xi, and with our representatives. It's been very, very good.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new report estimates nearly half of all U.S. adults have some form of heart or blood vessel disease. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The dubious medical milestone is mostly due to recent guidelines that did expand how many people have high blood pressure. The American Heart Association saying that more than 121 million American adults had cardiovascular disease in 2016. Though if you take out those with only high blood pressure, it leaves 24 million or 9% of American adults who have other forms of disease like heart failure or clogged arteries. High blood pressure, which had long been defined as a top reading of at least 140, or a bottom of 90, was dropped to 130 over 80 under the guidelines adopted in 2017. High blood pressure can raise the risk for heart attacks and strokes and other problems, and only about half of those with the condition have it under control.
The Dow ends January by falling 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says America is getting soft by keeping kids at home from school in extreme cold. The Republican governor of Kentucky has received some flack for his comments, even from NBC weatherman Al Roker, who called him a nitwit. Bevin joins Fox News and explains what he means by his comments on folks getting soft.
In general, we are getting soft, and it's interesting. I mean, my children's schools were canceled, and guess what they did today? They played outside in the snow. So did most kids. You did a little tease at the front end about these kids, and it's awesome. They went out and shoveled people's walkways. Terrific. I don't believe those kids in Wisconsin froze to death. There are people who are freezing to death. It's very dangerous. A year ago, at this time, last January, there was a story that went viral about a town where the temperatures were expected to get 100 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor. It went viral all over America. That's the town I grew up in. I understand cold weather. Northern New Hampshire is a brutally cold place underneath the valleys and underneath Mount Washington. I understand it's important for people to be careful, but we also are getting soft in America. And anybody that would question that is really not paying attention, as indicated by some of the things we've mentioned earlier.
The governor also noted that his comments on a local radio station about getting soft were taken out of a little bit of context, in his opinion. It should be noted that in 10 states, folks did not get mail due to the extreme cold temperatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.